Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
In the modern American state, do you own the home? Do you? Answer, 98% of us, no, you do not. What you own is a responsibility to pay a debt. Called a mortgage. That's what you own. Now, even after say you pay the mortgage off, I own my house free and clear. No, you don't. I'm in a charge plea. I got a deed. So try this experiment. Don't pay property taxes on it for a year and see how much of it you own. What happens if you don't pay the property taxes?
Minister, I know the answer.
What's the answer? They put, in Louisiana, under Napoleonic codes, called a lien, L-I-E-N. They put a lien on your house. What's that? That means if you ever try and sell the house at a property, first cut off the top goes to who? The tax collector. Now, it's even worse than that. What if you have taxes on the property that are over a certain amount that the state has arbitrarily decided puts you in what's called receivership or whatever the term is? What happens then? Now, remember, you own the property, right? In the slave continent known as America, you own the property. What happens when that occurs? You want a Jeopardy timeout? Or would you like to answer the question? You will be informed via certified letter or, more likely, a cop showing up at your house, serving you a subpoena of sorts. You will be informed that if you do not pay the tax that you owe by a certain date, what's going to happen? Geniuses, people that don't live in a slave state, what's going to happen? The property is going to be seized. The state, and it may come in the form of your sheriff's office, may come in the form of the county. Here in Louisiana, it's the parish, may come in the form of the state. Is going to take the property and the deed from you. What are they going to do to you next? Oh, this is where it gets really good. This is where it gets star-spangled awesome. They're going to auction it off. They're going to take your property and they're going to sell it. You don't get a say-so in it. You have no voice in it. Now, if you owe them, let's just say it's a $100,000 piece of property. You owe them $20,000 in taxes. What's the first thing that's going to happen when it's sold? Well, you're going to pay all kind of legal fees and court costs, whatever it costs to hold the auction sale. You're going to pay all that. They're going to take that out of the proceed. Then they're going to take the 20 large that they claim you owe them in property tax. And they're going to add any penalties, any interest and all. They're going to take all of that from you. And then they're going to give you whatever the proceeds are left of it. and you don't have the property anymore. It's not yours. Do you understand this? This could not have happened under the feudal systems. Not to say we ought to bring back feudalism, but if you don't have private property, you don't have freedom. And we don't have private property. Now, look, I haven't even gotten into the nuts and bolts of the rest of the argument. And there's all sorts of other things that can be attached to it when they seize your property. And don't tell me it doesn't happen. There's a famous Supreme Court case called New London versus Kelo, where the government went and the guy didn't even owe any property tax and took his property from him anyways. When the reigning pope in his encyclical talked of men being reduced to a condition not far removed from slavery, he meant just what Mike Church said above, said Hilaire Belloc back in 1935. When the mass of families in a state are without property, then those who were once citizens become virtually slaves. Now again, you and I cannot own property in the manner in which you think or I think we can own it.